This is going to be a real wheel, you know, out midfield. So just stick with me. Hopefully you won't end up in too much of a tangent. So I'd like to share with you some thoughts that have occurred to me over the last few weeks, brought about through my daily readings and things that I have heard. I apologise in advance for the mixed metaphors. Firstly, a quote from the Bard, Shakespeare, Prince Hamlet to Ophelia, "God hath given you one face and you make yourself another." This is because she paints her face to make herself attractive to attract a husband. I feel this is a bit like makeup. Oh, I've got makeup on, I've got a long way to go. Maybe us, maybe other Christians, as we face choices moment by moment in our everyday lives. Which face do we choose? Do we choose the one God gave us or the other made-up face, that to please the self or the world? God sees us clearly as we are and as he made us and is developing us inside and out. Pure, simple, no adornment required. We can feel safe to be ourselves with him. This could open up a whole rabbit hole to explore, but we don't have time to go into that tonight. On the other hand, we often dress up ourselves up differently, both inside and out, to face worldly standards, sometimes to meet with its approval, and others because we don't feel safe to express and show everything we feel and who we are. So we try and conform to what we think people want or who they think we want we are. It's all a bit confusing, isn't it? We need to understand that our face then is less pure and less beautiful in God's eyes. We lose the simplicity and beauty that God has given us. I see that when we face everyday choices, often minute decisions such as, will I eat this or will I drink that if it's not good for me, to the huge decisions like, will I take this job or will I live here, etc. We need to be mindful as to whether we are choosing God or self or the world. If we go to 1 Peter 2:5, ye also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I would like to suggest that each choice we make for God over self is another spiritual stone or brick in the temple of God within us. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Know ye not that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" To help us make choices facing Godward, and every choice is binary, it's God or self, we can look toward Psalm 1:2. His delight is in the law of Jehovah, and on his law doth he meditate day and night. Then we will have the strength to choose God, because moving on to verse 3, we will be like a tree planted by the water. And verse 3 is, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the streams of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also does not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." And in Jeremiah 17:7-8, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in Jehovah, and whose trust Jehovah is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that putteth down its roots by the riverbed, and shall not fear when the heat cometh, but its leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." So, by trusting in Jehovah, we are free of fear, whatever may come our way, bringing forth fruit in season, fruit of the Spirit. Our leaves will not wither, and we shall always prosper, because Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And Job 23:10, "But he knoweth the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Another tree analogy that I've heard, you know, through my nursing career, etc., is that a tree develops deep, strong roots and can withstand heavy weather and not be blown over, which we as Christians, we need to develop those strong, deep roots. And while those roots are developing, or if they're not, can't go down deep, if there's lots of other trees around it, they all reinforce and support each other so that they're not blown over. And I think that's a nice picture to keep in your head. If these thoughts resonate with you, a couple of things that you may like to take to remind you of them, I've got to give you. upstairs. There's a stone for each of you, if you want it. Because I think of that building, little stones, spiritual stones as you build up. Or if you prefer the image of a brick, I've got little bricks and I thought you can keep those and have them and think of those every time you make a decision. And I think, you know, oh, God wants me to do this and I want to do that. Now I'll do what God wants. Oh, that's another spiritual stone or a spiritual brick in that temple that I'm building for the Lord. So there's a whole lot of little bricks here if you want to take one. And with this exhibition I've been involved with in Adelaide, I did do a painting. And so I took a picture of it, and I did a copy for each of you who want to keep it, and that's of a tree by the river. So if you want to have a copy, and just to remind you, so just a simple little idea. Has anybody had experiences like that or thoughts to add to anything?
Okay. Sorry, Felicity. Okay. I sometimes have trouble between what God wants and what I might want. And I don't think it's... or when something happens to someone. So sometimes, you know, in the Old Testament, God spoke directly. And sometimes we think we're doing what God wants, and then things start to go wrong, and we think, oh, was that what he really wanted me to do? But then when you reflect back, it does lead in the right path usually. But at the time, one thing goes wrong and then a second and a third. And you think, what's going on here, God? You know, I thought I was going the way you wanted me to. But sometimes in reflection, it takes a while,
it does,
10 years down, to actually look back and say, yeah, actually, it was there.
And it's in reflection that you can see him,
that's
God.
Right.
It's difficult. It's all kind of blurred in front of you.
When you're actually going through there to actually think, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Yeah.
But I've just found, since kind of thinking and hearing that about Shakespeare and two faces, and I kind of think, just little tiny decisions, minutiae of every day, you know, should I eat, you know, oh, that's not healthy, but I really like it. And I think, oh, no, and I turn away and I'm thinking, oh, that's the spirit, I follow what God wants. That's a little spiritual stone in my inner temple. And we have to look after that temple, don't we? And build it up so that we can be witnesses for God and be that spiritual. I remember Dad gave up smoking when he heard about that, you know, when he was given that picture of the temple of the living God. And that he thought he has to look after that temple.
You've read a few key verses of one from Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Could you just read that out?
I think there was there a couple from Jeremiah.
Yeah, there was a few.
The last one, the plans I have, or
yes.
Yeah.
For I know, do you want the, you can you hear me? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You, that's a big promise, isn't it? You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And the others, the Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Jehovah, and whose trust Jehovah is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that putteth down its roots by the riverbed, and shall not fear when heat cometh, but its leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So if we plant our roots in the scriptures and we'll keep bearing those fruit of the Spirit, as I see it. Does anybody else see that picture? I mean, they're all from a bit over the place, so trees and bricks and whatever.
Why are you giving us bricks? What's
the reason? Well, I thought bricks is like stones, you know. You're building a temple, so sometimes it's translated as bricks and sometimes as living stones. So there's living stones within it. You can have a stone if you like. I wondered if that's where they got the stones to put on for the Jewish people when they die, but there was no connection to that in the Old Testament when I looked it up.
Did you find out?
Hmm?
Those pebbles they put on the Jewish
graves. Yes, I wondered if it was connected to that living stones,
you know,
but it's not. That, well, apparently some say it's because they want to keep them down on earth. And it just, some of it just to remember them, and yeah, but it was nothing connected to those, that verse that I thought it might have been. You're not going away, you have to stay here. And sometimes it's just a memorial before the headstones and things. And
I heard that the caretaker comes around and counts them and keeps a record of how many visitors that.
Oh, right.
That,
oh, that's interesting. And do you get chocolates if you've got more? That was for you, Alan.
Cutting.
Okay. Thank you very much for being patient.
Thank you.
Oh, that's my water.
You paint this on this?
Yes, it's a picture of my painting.
You actually took a long time.
Hmm? No, it didn't actually.